Better, smarter, faster. The future of connected healthcare relies on a powerful digital ecosystem and robust neural network to drive better diagnostics, intelligent operations, and seamless care anywhere. Join us as we talk to the experts about transformational roadmaps for this evolving landscape. What's working, what's needed, and how we get there together. Welcome to Healthcare on Air, presented by Verizon.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Healthcare on Air by Verizon. I'm your host, Robin Goldsmith, Global Lead for Health Innovation and Strategy at Verizon. So once again, we're here at Vibe 2024 in Los Angeles, California. And I think one of the big themes of this conference is how do companies come together and form partnerships really that move technology and healthcare forward for the better for all of us. So in the spirit of partnership, I'm really happy to have Raj Thirunav Vukarasu, SVP and Global Head of for the provider business for Tech Mahindra, TechM, and Chris Cotello, CEO of Health Next and Chief Digital Officer at TechM. Guys, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rama.
So before we dive into the conversation, why don't we just hear for our audience a little bit about Tech Mahindra, TechM, and then how you guys kind of came together to join your partnership.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure.
Raj, you want to start?
So at Tech Mahindra, it's a global conglomerate, so to speak. You know, we started our journey with the automobile industry, then ventured into, technology space. You know, if you look at the asset, Mahindra as a corporation, it's a $20 billion enterprise. TechM, which is part of the Mahindra corporation, is $7 billion in terms of revenue, right? You know, and we are razor focused on the industry verticals. Healthcare is one of the fastest growing industry verticals for Tech Mahindra. There is a strong, capability intersection that exists between Verizon and TechM. And we want to mention that partnership in whatever we do in healthcare.
So, Chris, you are CEO of Health Next, but also Chief Digital Officer at TechM. Why don't you tell me about how you kind of, your background, first of all, we know each other from kind of the healthcare marketing space for a long time, but how you got to TechM and, you know, what brought you to make that move from your own company to join up with a really large company like TechM?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Robin. So I'd spent 10 years. I got into healthcare, like you said. I had my own company. I was very fortunate. I was born and raised in Detroit. I was fortunate in the sense that I started developing applications for the automotive industry. And in doing so, I had a chief medical officer come and ask me to utilize some of the work that we had done for General Motors to utilize that for a physician portal that he was building or were looking to build. So that was like my entree into healthcare. I knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
And when I say I was fortunate, that was on the cusp of the dot-com boom. So everybody was looking to grow something and do something. We focused on this physician portal. We ended up launching it. It became significant in space. Sold that company, stayed in healthcare after doing so. I loved healthcare. I loved the mission of healthcare, what was going on there. Then I met Healthgrades. And I joined Healthgrades. I became the president of Healthgrades in 2012. And stayed with Healthgrades until we sold. And during that time, when I was at, I tell you that because when I was at Healthgrades, we were folks, a lot of people knew Healthgrades for healthgrades.com, consumer experience portal. They could find physicians online, those kind of things. But we also had a tremendous play with data analytics. We could show the propensity for care needs in markets. And one of the things we always tried to do was match up a better consumer experience along the way by using the data analytics and then the web traffic that we had. After the sale of Healthgrades, I decided I was going to go off and do my own thing. I get a call from an industry CIO from a large health system. And he says, come on over and do some work with us. We have this platform called Health Next. And honestly, Robin, he got on a call with me. We did a video conference. And he started showing me what Health Next was. And I just was like, if you actually have that, that's what I was wanting to go build.
Yeah.
But then he started telling me about Tech Mahindra, bring that into it. I didn't know a lot about Tech Mahindra, to be totally candid with you. I used to drive up I-75 down the freeway in Detroit and
Mahindra's there.
So
yeah. Well, you started an automobile.
Yeah, that was your first. It was auto injectors.
Yeah.
So it was auto injectors. I would see that. So I was like, tell me about this Tech Mahindra group. And then I find out Tech Mahindra's massive. You know what I mean? So
it's they a have small
the, company. Yeah, yeah. So they have the focus, like Raj said, on the several verticals, very strong in automotive and farming. But the healthcare piece of it really excited me.
Yeah.
Like when I started looking at having the ability to have the depth and breadth of the engineers and the developers and the data scientists, the consultants available to help launch Health Next. And we can talk about what Health
Next
is
sure.
in a bit, but available to launch Health Next, I was all in.
Congratulations. So Raj, when you said the verticals you're focused on, you said healthcare is one of the fastest growing.
Yeah.
So why do you think that is? And I think the second question is, with what you got, you touched on it, like you've got a lot of engineers, a lot of people who can build products and services. And I think for healthcare, you know, it takes a village to change things. And I don't think, you know, there's a lot of competing priorities in healthcare, and having engineering teams to build things, change dynamics, integrate and implement technologies is something that's traditionally has not been a strong suit of healthcare. They need help from the likes of tech. And so let's start with why you think, so growth is.
The reason for it to be the fastest growing industry vertical, primarily because the activities that's happening in the healthcare industries as a whole, right?
Yeah.
You know, everybody, you know, the patients and members of the industry, you know, the consumers of the industry has been craving for the experience that they get from the similar experience, or if not the better experience they get from a retail industry or a manufacturing industry or an automobile industry, right? So they're comparing and, you know, the consumers are comparing and contrasting with the other industry experience they get. And that is forcing, you know, the healthcare industry as a whole to look at patient delivering that patient experience what the consumers are craving for. So, you know, patient experience, you cannot see it in silos. You know, you can only deliver, you know, as good a patient experience if all the orchestration behind it, you know, comes together. You know, it could be cloud, it could be data, it could be aggregation. So if you don't have enough insights about the patient, we are not going to deliver that personalized, you know, experience to the patients and members, so to speak. So that drives a lot of demand, you know, across the board, you know, be it data, be it infrastructure, resiliency or refresh, engagement channels. There's a lot of activity that is happening. So that that drives the demand. And the demand is high. Everybody has a play to help the
others. Just wanted to, I totally agree. You think that demand? Now, I always think like healthcare, and you probably agree to this, healthcare traditionally has gotten a pass versus financial because you went and you got the healthcare that your doctor or nurse delivered to you, but the experience was pretty subpar, you know, and I think all the pressures of, you know, external, you know, disruptors coming in and the demands of the consumers being younger, expecting the experience they get from financial, consumer, you know, retail, all those, every industry, I don't think healthcare is getting a pass anymore. And is that why so much now demand to catch up is driving that?
Because there is non-traditional paid players also getting in the market, right? Sure. You know, so you can't be content with what you have been doing all along. You know, as an industry, it has to evolve because the demographics of the patient population is changing. You know, you got to keep up to the demographic change, and you had to also, you know, put up with the, you know, competition that is coming, you know, not traditionally from healthcare.
Yeah.
You know? So it all pushes them to think and then act.
Yeah.
And that action is what driving the demand. And we are participating in that transformation that, you know, if we are growing, which is a good sign, you know, that means that we are participating or being an integral part of the transformation journey that healthcare is going through.
Amazing. So Chris, so your company now slotting in and working with TechM, take me through kind of what you're focused on and how that...
Look, to what Raj said there, so the Tech Mahindra has made significant investments, one of them being a group out of Jacksonville, Florida, the HCI Group. The HCI Group had started this platform to serve
clients, and the clients they were serving were health systems and payers across the nation. Techlender came in, made the investment, saw that there was an opportunity to really streamline and better the consumer experience, whether it was the consumer, the patient, the member of a health plan, through this application, Health Next. Where I got excited about it, it's a couple of things. One, because of Tech Mahindra. And because when you really look, healthcare is complex. And you mentioned like the some of the driving forces around consumer brands, you know, and we often talk about retail or the travel industry, hospitality, like these kind of things. I don't think healthcare is getting a free pass. I do think, you know, today, even 10 years ago, healthcare, health systems, even payers were looking at those other industries and learning from those other industries. But there's some challenges, too, to be able to do that. And, you know, the simple ones are just looking at personal health information, HIPAA requirements, these type of things definitely make it a bit more challenging. Regardless, when I told you earlier that I saw the development of this platform and I knew for fact that could deliver a streamlined consumer experience that, like Raj was saying, the younger demographic for sure is not going to be willing to consume healthcare the way we are. Our kids aren't going to be interested like, oh, we know that, you know? So when I saw Health Next, the one thing that it does extremely well is that it gives the power to the consumer to consume healthcare the way they're looking to consume healthcare. Yeah. The same way they book a hotel room, the same way they, you know, you can book a hotel room, the same way that you might make an appointment at with a provider, but you can also leave a hotel room and exit the same way you should be able to discharge from
frictionless experiences.
And you can order, you can pay a bill, you can get your pharma needs, you know, whatever it may be. This application ties all of that together to be able to give that consumer that power to do so. In a health system, when you take the relationship between the health system, the payer, the physician, the clinical services that go on, you know, eventually the patient that was the consumer that became the patient, and then you try to put ROI models to that, it's really difficult. You know, so is it like, are we lowering the cost of care because X, Y, and Z happened within the clinical application? Or is it as simple as like we lowered the amount of missed appointments because we put this in their hands? So we work on these ROI models as well to make sure that, because I want to make sure that we're fair to providers and
absolutely
payers.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, I mean, all respect in the world. I know your wife's a doc. Yeah. All the respect in the world of providers. They have, I think you mentioned it, they have probably more important priorities that have to take precedence, like keeping us alive when we're in a critical state. Right? And they're, you know, maybe their security posture got put on the back burner a little bit, and their patient experience and the next, you know, latest and greatest televisions. And
a lot of blogging tackling they had to do.
And financially, when you look at the investments, this is why I love Tech Mahindra and TechM, what they bring to the table, because Tech Mahindra has been able to streamline what once was highly expensive technical services and technical needs. That's where it gets tough when a health system, for instance, is working on ROI models. Those tech costs can add up, you know. So what we're able to do is bring that experience, prepackage that, and not to go on, but to more directly answer your question, I don't think we could launch Health Next as a business or an install without a Tech Mahindra.
Yeah.
It's because of those technical services that are available to us. It'd be really hard to build out that business model without that. And that's why we're excited about partnerships like Verizon.
Absolutely. I mean, I think everyone knows that it takes a village, right? To really change healthcare, we all can agree it's unsustainable the way it is. And the cost pressures from disruptors and other folks changing the dynamics, there's got to be some major changes.